With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Northwoods has been experiencing a significant drop in air quality recently because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Wisconsin DNR crews have been assisting our neighbors to the north, trying to get the fires under control. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with one of those people who worked on an Ontario fire earlier this summer.
For 2 weeks at the end of June, Kara Okanirin, a Washburn Forester Ranger with the Wisconsin DNR, worked in an extremely remote area of Ontario. There were no roads to take her and her four crewmates to the fire's edge where they'd be working. Instead, they had to be dropped off by helicopter.
So they find an opening to start with, and the best openings are often the edge of a swamp. So they do their best to land in as dry and open a place as they can find, and you get your gear and yourself dumped out. Everyone crouches down low, and they take off.
From there, the crew has to cut open an area for a campsite and a better helipad. Then the work fighting the fire begins. Armed with only some hand tools, a water pump, and 1,600 feet of hose that's an inch and a half wide, they spray down the hot edge of the fire, working in a few feet to try and contain it. While Okanirin experienced 14 days of it, she's amazed at the determination of the fire crews from Canada that have been doing this all summer.
They are giving it an extraordinary effort, and the time that so many of these firefighters stay out away from their families is wild. The fact that they camp for 14 days in the absolute middle of nowhere, cooking their own food with wet boots. The springtime they face their hose lines freezing, and later in the afternoon, you're clothing gets soaked with water and can rub your knees raw.
As of August 1st, there were nearly 700 fires burning across Canada, fewer than 200 of which were considered held or under control. Okanirin can't speak to the current fire situation, but back in June when she was working the fire, she said she could feel the stress of people in the region.
They were prioritizing fires, looking at potentially shortages of crews, shortages of equipment.
The Wisconsin DNR has sent staff to assist on more than 65 fires this year out west and in Canada. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Michigan State Police say they've solved a cold case of an assault of a woman from Lac-des-Flambeaux nearly 40 years later. A note to listeners, this story talks about sexual assault. According to police, the woman was biking from Lac-des-Flambeaux to Sault Ste. Marie and Eastern Upper Peninsula in August of 1986. During a bathroom stop in Delta County, she was forced at gunpoint into the suspect's car. The suspect drove her around and repeatedly sexually assaulted her, eventually releasing her. For decades, the case went unsolved and was labeled a cold case. 2 years ago, the case was brought to Northern Michigan University's cold case program. Forensic investigative genetic genealogy was used to track down the suspect, who was now living in Forest County. Michigan State Police were able to confirm this man's DNA matched that from evidence collected in 1986. The Delta County Prosecutor's Office issued charges of kidnapping and criminal sexual conduct in the first degree for the 78-year-old man, now residing in Argonne. Plans were made to arrest him on July 29, 2025. 2 days before that, he was found dead at his home. Because he died before he could be arraigned, police are not releasing his name. The victim was notified of the DNA match to the suspect. The Forest County Sheriff's Office is overseeing the suspect's death investigation. This case is believed to be the oldest sexual assault case in Michigan to be solved utilizing forensic investigative genetic genealogy. An Oneida County jury convicts a woman of reckless homicide as a party to the crime after a Rhinelander man died of a drug overdose. The jury returned the guilty verdict against 44-year-old Andrea Walker of Bangor, Wisconsin, Friday afternoon after a week-long trial. Walker was accused of helping connect the Rhinelander man up with the drugs that killed him. He died days after a trip to western Wisconsin to obtain the drugs. The 45-year-old Rhinelander man died of a mix of methamphetamine and fentanyl in January of 2023. Walker will be sentenced October 10th. The Department of Health Services reports an outbreak of measles in Oconto County. However, the risk to the public is believed to be low. 9 cases have been confirmed, all of whom were exposed to a common source through out-of-state travel. Health workers are working to notify anyone who may have been exposed. So far, no public points of exposure have been identified. Measles is highly contagious for those who have not been vaccinated against it. It can cause serious health complications. More than 192,000 people have been removed from voting rolls in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it's part of a maintenance process required by law. Voters removed had not voted in the past 4 years and did not respond to a mailing regarding their registration status. Notices had gone out to over 202,000 voters to check on their status. Only 9,500 replied to keep their voter registration active. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.